December 20th, John the Baptist. God prepares the way for his son. Verse of the day. I baptize you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit. Mark 1:8. The story. It had been almost 400 years since any of God's people had heard a message from one of God's prophets. God had been silent. The people were waiting to hear from God. Has God forgotten about us? They asked one another. Will he rescue us like he promised so long ago? They waited and waited for something to happen. Then one day a man named Zechariah received some wonderful news. He was visited by the angel Gabriel. Gabriel told Zechariah that he and his wife Elizabeth would have a son. Not just any son, but a son who would be God's special helper. He would help turn many people's hearts toward God. He would help get the people ready for God's son Jesus. Zechariah had a hard time believing the angel. But I'm so old. My wife is so old. We can't have a son. Gabriel then took away Zechariah's voice because he did not believe God. Zechariah was unable to speak for 9 long months. When it was time for Elizabeth and Zechariah to have their baby, something miraculous happened. When their friends and family asked what the baby boy's name would be, Zechariah wrote down the name John on a piece of paper. Right at that moment, Zechariah's voice returned and he shouted, John! His name is John! Zechariah could speak again. Then he began praising God. Praise the Lord, he said. The promised one is coming. He will save his people just as God's holy prophet said he would. Then Zechariah continued to praise God. Here is my son John. He will be God's special helper. He will go before Jesus to make ready the way for God's people to be forgiven. God is so merciful and so wonderful. When John grew up to be a man, he did odd things. He lived in the desert. He wore outfits made from camel hair, and he grew his hair really long and scraggly. The strangest thing John did was he ate locusts. They're like grasshoppers, dipped in honey. The honey probably made the grasshoppers taste better. From the outside, John was very unusual, but God sent John to tell his people something very important. John told many people about Jesus' coming. He warned people to stop sinning and ignoring God. John encouraged people to ask for forgiveness instead. He had good news. The Savior is coming. Make your hearts ready for him. Many people listened to John and wanted to be saved. They stopped running away and hiding their sin from God. They asked John to baptize them. Baptizing means to be dipped under water and then come back up. Doing this meant that the people wanted to follow God. It showed that they wanted to be rescued. And one day, John would have the chance to baptize someone very special. As he was baptizing in the Jordan River, Jesus walked to the edge of the water. John looked up. Is it really him? Is this the one? He was so excited. This was the moment he had been waiting for all his life. He couldn't contain his joy, but exclaimed, "This is the Lamb of God. He takes away the sins of the world." Jesus then asked John to baptize him, just like all the others. Jesus said, "It is God's plan for you to baptize me." So John baptized Jesus. When Jesus went under the water and then came up, the sky opened up with light and shone down on Jesus. Just then, the Spirit of God, like a dove, flew down and rested on Jesus. God's loud voice said, "You are my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." Heaven shone down on everyone there. God's plan to save his people was coming true. Discussion questions. Who was John the Baptist? Number 2. Why did John the Baptist baptize people? And number 3. What visited Jesus after he came up from the water? And now our prayer. God, just as John the Baptist helped prepare people's hearts for your coming, will you please prepare my heart for Christmas in the same way? I want to know you more and love you more. Amen.